You remember the first house that you lived in?
The first one I lived in that I can remember was at 31st and Utica, 1646 East 31st.
Was that a big house, or do you remember?
It was, for those days, it was a two-story red brick house. It's still there, but it's been materially added to since then. And at that time, my mother's sister lived next door to the west off of 31st, and next door to her on the west, Walter Perryman had a home. Those three families owned all the land back to where the cemetery began. Now, some of it wasn't on the cemetery, it was more west, but it was back to that level.
And that Perryman Cemetery then at 32nd in Utica, Tulsa's oldest private cemetery. As a young boy, did you play around or go near the cemetery?
Oh, yes, we were afraid of it, but I can remember I had a cousin and a fellow named Bill Vandiver that went up there and tipped over a couple of the stones. They got into a little trouble, but survived it.
That was a cousin and Bill Vandiver.
Yes.
Bill Vandiver is a Vandiver department store.
He was, that's correct. And they lived at 31st in Peoria.
So what kind of trouble did they get in?
I don't remember. I just know that I was told I wasn't supposed to do something like that.
Do you remember what you did then in that area? Were there streams or anything? Did you go fishing or anything when you were a kid?
No, there was that creek, Crow Creek, down there. We spent a lot of time there. At the time I was there, Bryn Rose had about a dozen homes in it. There was a fellow named Russell Cobb that was a police commissioner here at one time. He had a wife that was a Russian. I knew his son, and his son was named Rusty Cobb. Then there was a Dunn family there. Jim Dunn, I think it was a vice president or an official of Wilcox Oil Company at that time. And then there was a family named Wood that lived there close to our site at 31st and Utica. One of those became a doctor, and he died recently. V. William Wood was his name. Then there was an architect named Leon Center that lived back on 32nd Street. And also there on the street, it had a circle there, you know, Bryn Rose Circle. I think it was a superintendent of schools one time named French that lived back there. By the time I got halfway grown up there, well, there was a lot of families living there. Slaymaker lived there, and L.B. Jackson's parents lived there.
What part creek are you?
I'm about a little better than an eighth.
Did you register?
Yes.
You're card carrying?
Yeah, I have it.
Just a little more than an eighth.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting that you're that little. You would think you'd even be more creek than that.
Right.
What was the first school you attended?
I started at Monte Cassino because my birthday was in November and school started in August or September, whatever it was. And I was only there until I was qualified to go to public school. The first one I remember public school was Lee School. That's where I met Walt Helmrich, he tells me.
So that was your first grade at
Lee
Elementary.
Yes. And then I went to Elliott School, which was in around 36th between Utica and Peoria. At a certain date, my parents sold their home. My dad had another house down on 407 East 14th Place. That's now in that inner loop. The homes are all gone there. I lived there probably 3 years, and my dad built a home at 37th off of Lewis, east of Lewis, which is still there. I went to Horseman, and I went to Central High.
Then you graduated from Central High in what year?
40.
In 1940. Tell me what your dad did again.
He worked for a Gypsy Oil Company. I don't know whether he was a land man or what. But then he was let off, and he just happened to have some real estate. He owned a building there near Hillcrest, and he owned an apartment house that had six apartments. On that same land was a filling station and a battery station. He got some rent from that, and he had a couple of duplexes out near the university. He then went into the insurance business with W.F. Stahl. Subsequently, Stahl built a home next to the cemetery on Utica. I'm sure he bought the land from my father. My father lived to 84 and died from a stroke.
He was mainly in the real estate business then most of his life.
I guess, yeah. He owned this property that I told you about, the land at 131st and 145th East Avenue.
Well, that was way out there, wasn't it?
Oh, in those days, yes. Oh, yeah, we had a tenant on that. And I know I used to have to go out there with my parents about every other Sunday. One time there was a vineyard out there on 145th East Avenue. Got a lot of grapes from it. Sandy soil there. And there was a creek that ran through there. And there was a well. And subsequently, my folks built a tenants a little concrete house, which is still there.
What do you remember from your high school days? You remember classmates in your high school days at Central?
I remember a guy named Howard Kaufman that subsequently became president of Exxon. I knew a guy named Guy Landis.
The idea of becoming a doctor, was that in high school?
That was before that. My mother was what she wanted, and I just did what she said, you know.
So your mother told you she wanted you to be a doctor?
Correct.
And you did what she said?
I did. I didn't have any other desires at the time. I went to TU, Tulsa University, and I took a pre-med course. That was in 1940. I went to 43.